This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. The United Soybean Board, through the Soy Checkoff, is continuously exploring innovative ways to boost domestic demand for U.S.-grown soybeans. One promising opportunity is to incorporate high oleic soybeans into the diets of dairy cattle, providing a higher quality feed ingredient that supports herd health and milk production. By leveraging the benefits of high oleic soy, the Soy Checkoff is helping create a new market opportunity while delivering value to both soybean and dairy farmers. We'll talk with United Soybean Board member and Iowa farmer Rob Ewalt coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
Rob Ewalt is a Iowa farmer and member of the United Soybean Board Executive Committee, and he highlights the potential of high oleic soybeans as a valuable feed option in dairy cattle. He emphasizes how this initiative can benefit both soybean growers and dairy farmers by creating a sustainable domestic market for U.S. soy.
Well, right now the USB is really spending some money on high oleic soybeans, and we're seeing it started off as being a human consumption deal, but now it has turned into a dairy. And this dairy, putting high oleic soybeans into dairy rations is really proving fruitful for those dairy producers. We're really improving the butter fat that's in this milk. And there is a lot of value to be captured, both from the farmer growing the high oleic beans and from the dairy producer feeding them. So we're really excited about what this shows, what's coming down the pipe.
And so tell us a little bit of how that's going to work, you know, for people to understand.
Yeah, so this is going to be basically an acre per cow. I mean, a cow will eat about an acre's worth of beans a year, and it's all about the roasting process and how to get that high oleic acid available to those cows, and then therefore increasing the component pricing of the milk.
Ewalt gives us a better rundown of how the roasting process would look. It would be done with use of the whole soybean.
It will be the whole bean roasted, and the way I understand it. But again, I am just a farmer. So, but these are some things that we're still trying to figure out. We've got to make sure we get the process right for these farmers to take this on. We don't want them to have a bad experience and not ever come back to it.
Right. And I know closer to home, we know Northeast Iowa is a big dairy area, and you know there's a lot of grain farming up there too. I mean, so for them to have that option and you know think about some of the options available, it's a no-brainer for them.
Well, you think about logistically and if you can have a 5,000 cow dairy right around the corner from you, and they need 5,000 acres of high oleic beans, and you have very limited transportation cost. And so yes, this is great for a lot of those farmers that in the past said, well, I don't have the opportunity to grow high oleic. Well, it's coming.
Now, it is about a 3-year rollout plan to make this happen. Some seed companies are looking to provide the beans that will allow this project to go forward, but they are still stuck in a regulatory process. Now, you can learn more about the United Soybean Board, the Soy Checkoff, and all of the great ways that they are trying to innovate the use of our soybeans here in domestic use, so that way we can help reduce some of that glut of carryover soybeans that we have. And you can do that by visiting their website at unitedsoybean.org. For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network and Profit Matters from Denver, Colorado, in Commodity Classic 2025, I'm Dustin Huffman.